House Bill 1082, appropriate money for post-secondary technical education enhancement.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Early.
This bill called, I don't have it in front of me, I think it's $1.5 million. And because of some of the agreements that the technical institutes have with the Board of Regents, my numbers indicate that they get a little over $100,000 from that agreement. I'd propose that we amend House Bill 1082 down by $100,000 to $1.4 million, and I would make that motion.
We have a motion by Senator Early, seconded by Senator Schmidt, to amend House Bill 1082 from $1.5 million to $1.4 million. Is that correct, sir?
Correct.
Any discussion on the motion?
Can you tell me again why we're doing this?
The agreements that were made at three of the technical schools, Lake Area, Mitchell, and Western Dakota, they will be paid from the Board of Regents an amount of money. And those dollars, as I understand them, are $50,000 for the Lake Area, $12,000 for Mitchell, $45,000 for Western Dakota. That's new money to them this year, and I'm saying that we take that off of the $1.5 million that we have here. I said $100,000. It's a little over that.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Greenfield, no. That amendment has passed. Now we have House Bill 1082 as amended.
Move to pass.
House Bill 1082 as amended. Move to pass by Senator Napoli, seconded by Senator Greenfield. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
No.
Sutton?
No.
Early?
No.
April? Aye. It is passed 6-3.